Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to Hizb al-Tahrir's English podcast. Hizb al-Tahrir, Wilaya Turkey. Press statement against the republishing of the Charlie Hebdo cartoons insulting the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hizb al-Tahrir in Wilaya Turkey held a press statement titled, Insulting the Messenger of Allah is Unforgivable, in the Sara China Park in Istanbul. The press statement was attended by hundreds of Muslims who supported the event in compliance with the pandemic rules. The press statement was held as a protest against the French sectarian magazine, Charlie Hebdo, which republished insulting cartoons of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The event was introduced by Muhammad Yemin Yildirim, representative of the media office of Hizb al-Tahrir in Istanbul, accompanied by the takbirat and salawat. The press statement was under the title Insulting the Messenger of Allah is Unforgivable. Was read out loud by Musa Bayoglu, member of the media office of Hizb al-Tahrir in Wilaya, Turkey. He criticized the leaders in the Muslim world for letting off the enemy of Islam and the Muslims. France's president, Macron's statement about the cartoons as, quote, freedom of expression, end quote, and responding to him with the meager message of condemnation. Bayoglu said, quote, with this action, France aims to both increasing psychological pressure on the Muslims and spreading the yet little known, quote, freedom of disbelief slash kufr, end quote, together with its freedom of expression. Through the concept of freedom of disbelief slash kufr, France takes apostates from Islam, murtads, to the media, publishes their books, and seeks to create a generation that turns its back on their belief. The term freedom of disbelief slash kufr was used for the first time by Macron during his speech in Beirut on Monday. The term was later much discussed in media. This is how France puts its heinous plans of creating public opinion against Islam and pressuring the Muslims in action. End quote. Bayoglu also addressed the Muslims. Quote, O Muslims, O servants of Allah, O you, the Ummah of Rasulullah, can defamation and insult against the prophets of Allah be freedom of expression? Can the assault of the sanctuaries of the Muslims be civility? I ask you, O Muslims, how much perfidy did these kuffar produce so far? How many plans did they prepare to humiliate the Muslim ummah? Is this freedom of expression or is this provocation? Is the republishing of these cartoons of 5 years ago not an attack towards Islam and the Muslims? Yes. This is clearly provocation. This is clear provocation and humiliation of the 2 billion Muslim ummah. End quote. And finally, Bayoglu made a call to the rulers and scholars. Quote, Fear Allah, O rulers. When will you move if not now? For the sake of Allah, whom will you protect if you will not protect the messenger of Allah? How do you answer to Allah if you do not take concrete steps? O scholars, O opinion leaders, writers, intellectuals of the ummah, raise your voices for the truth today. Today, you must embrace the messenger of Allah with all your power. Just as you did in the past, you must be the ones who fear Allah the most, and you must be the role model to the ummah. And remember, the one who remains silent against injustice is Satan. End quote. The event ended after the press statement and with takbirat and salawat calls of the people in the square. The delegate of the Central Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir in Wilaya, Turkey.